Ah, wonderful, you're right on time. Don't be shy, sweetheart. Come a little closer. That's it. We can't have a conversation from opposite sides of the room, now can we? What's with that nervous look you're giving me, dear? My guards didn't hurt you, did they? Well, they shouldn't have. I told them to be gentle when they apprehended you. You don't seem to be injured. Maybe something else is bothering you? Whatever it is, you can tell me. I'm a very good listener as well, you should know. Yes, I see why all this could be confusing for you. To be perfectly honest, I never expected you to do this sort of thing myself. Kidnapping people off the streets isn't really my MO, you see. I did try to get in touch with you, but you haven't been returning any of my calls recently. In fact, you've pretty much been ignoring me completely. Why can I say I was upset? I needed to talk to you. If you were in my position, you would have done the same thing. It's been very hard for me, not knowing what's going on in your head. At first, I thought it was just a passing phase. Maybe you got busy with something. Who knows? But you kept missing our lunches, kept ignoring my messages. When you stopped showing up for work, I knew something was wrong. So, I did the rational thing and had your whereabouts looked into. What I found was disturbing, to say the least. My agent said you'd cleared out your house, packed up your belongings. So I dug deeper. Would you like to know what I discovered, dear? There was a plane ticket in your name. A company eager to have you on their team. Even a new apartment lined up. You were going to leave me, weren't you? You were going to leave me alone. Please, just don't. There's no use trying to deny it now. All I want to know is why. Why wouldn't you tell me you were planning to move? Why would you just cut me off like that? We've been friends for, God, I don't even know how long. You knew how hurt I'd be if you simply up and vanished. It would have crushed me. So why? Sweetheart, why did you want to break my heart? Okay, you ran into someone you knew in college. So what? That doesn't even come close to explaining something this fucking drastic. No, I remember her. She was perfectly normal. Nothing remarkable about her character to speak of. It always baffled me that you took an interest in such a bland person. I guess we all make strange decisions in college. That's simply the way of things. I can't blame you for that, but I don't understand how an old crush of yours plays into you ghosting me. Certainly you didn't plan on running away with her. Of course not. That would be silly. So come on, sweetie. Get to the point. Ah, that makes a bit more sense. I really didn't imagine you'd ever see her again. If I had known this was a possibility, I would have been more careful. Okay, the truth then. I did tell her to stay away from you all those years ago. Went as far as getting her into that extended overseas study program, paid all of the expenses out of my own pocket. It was a good deal, really. An incredible deal. She got to experience a whole new culture in all its luxury, and all she had to do was forget about you. You two weren't even dating yet. What was the harm? If only she'd kept her mouth shut. I'm sure by now you figured out that she wasn't the only woman I got out of the picture. Is this some sort of karmic revenge, then? You were just going to vanish from my life, make me feel the same way you did. Please, sweetheart, you aren't that petty. And it isn't remotely the same. Those women were distractions at best. None of them could even care about you like I do. Afraid? What reason could you ever have to be afraid of me? Okay, yes, I did kidnap you, but that was only because you pushed me. I'm not normally this aggressive. So, if you were expecting an apology from me, you aren't going to get one. I did what I had to, and I don't regret that. You still don't understand. I can't give up on you. I won't. I'm not crazy. If you knew the full picture, you wouldn't have said that. Please, darling, you have to hear me out. Lycans, like myself, have a somewhat unusual way of finding our partners. It's not something we simply share with outsiders, but when a Lycan comes across their mate, they bond with them forever. It takes time to establish that connection. The other person has to be in your life for years before anything happens. However, once a Lycan decides her mate, there's no going back. I found mine fairly early in life. He stole my heart without even trying to, when everyone else was trying to use me for my wealth, my power. He saw who I really am. I love him fiercely. Being near him is like sitting beside a fire on a cold night, sheltered from the howling winds. Oh, of course it's you, sweetie. Who else could be my mate? I've wanted you for so long. Ever since we first became friends, I knew it was you. Oh, the way you looked at me, like I'm the only thing in the world that matters. Like you would give everything just to see me smile. It's obvious that you want this as much as I do. Shh, it's okay. You're just afraid to be honest with yourself, that's all. This kind of love can be scary. But somewhere in your heart, you know you're my mate. You know that you belong to me. That's why I couldn't take any chances. All those women who came onto you were trying to take what was mine. It's only natural that I do everything in my power to protect them. No Lycan can sit idly by while their mate was being stolen away. You're lucky I was kind enough just to bribe them. There were times I considered using my fangs to send a message. Don't act surprised. You know how important you are to me. My family said as much. They told me to make it official, that you'd thank me for it. But I remained stubborn. Oh, how foolish I was, thinking our customs too brutal, that all you needed was a little space. The worst part is that it was working. We were making so much progress. I could bring you back to me with the flimsiest of excuses. If I was bored and needed some company, you'd rush over here at a moment's notice. My patience seemed like it was finally going to pay off. And then some vapid little girl scared you off. I'm sorry that it's come to this, sweetheart. If I'd been honest with you from the beginning, this never would have happened. Please don't make this more difficult than it has to be. You can't escape. I had my guards lock that door on their way out. And I'm the only one with the key. It's all right. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Well, not that badly. It's pointless to fight back, honey. I'm much stronger than you now. Get on the bed. That's better. You aren't going to try to squirm away from me, are you? Good boy. I prefer when you're obedient. Do you like it when I pin you down? Oh, don't lie, sweetie. Oh, I know you love it. Tell me you fantasized about this. Have you dreamed about me finally claiming you? little thing. Your heart's beating so fast. It must be scary having an apex predator look at you with such hunger. Maybe it turns you on. Maybe you can't wait for me to eat you up. It's so fun to tease you, baby. You're the perfect prey. My prey. Let's get these clothes off of you. Don't worry, I'll buy you a whole new wardrobe when we start living together. You can do without that outfit in the interim. Here, it's only fair that I strip as well. You look so incredible naked. Can you see my tail wagging for you? Oh, how embarrassing. I can't hide my excitement. I just want to lick you all over. You taste delicious. There's a faint hint of sweat on your skin. And you smell so good, baby. It's making me start to ache deep inside. I'm dripping all over my thighs. I've been waiting for this moment for years. But finally having you in my bed, finally claiming you as my mate, it's so much better than I'd been imagining. Instincts are starting to take over, telling me to mark you. I'm burning up inside. It's taking every last ounce of my will to not just rape you right now. But no, I want to take this slow. Why don't you make me feel good with your fingers? Good boy. That's it. Just keep rubbing my slip, baby. Oh, good boy. Pleasure your master. I'm coating you in my juices. I want you inside me. Fuck yes! Finger me, sweetie. Give it to me. My little pup. I've been waiting for you forever. Wherever you've gone, I followed you. Made sure you never got out of my sight. I took all those extra classes in college just so we could spend more time together. And after we graduated, I muscled my way onto the board of that nonprofit you were working for. I did all that thinking I could get you to admit your feelings. What a waste. I could have done this ages ago. I expected it to be a little harder, that I might feel guilty forcing myself onto you. But if I'd known it'd feel so right, so natural. Fuck. I need more, sweetie. Stay still. Just gonna straddle your face. Oh, good boy. Kiss my thighs. Feel my heat so close to you. Taste it. Oh, good boy. Keep using your tongue. There you go. Oh, my perfect little pup. It looks like you're finally being honest with yourself. Take in my scent bed. Oh, you love breathing in your mate's musk, don't you? Oh, look how hard you've gotten. Oh, it's twitching. I haven't even touched your cock yet. Oh, just eating me out, it's got you all turned on. Oh, are you starting to realize why I needed you to do this? We're perfect for each other. Oh, that's it. Oh, slow licks. Get my juices all over your face. Oh, now everyone's going to know who you belong to. Oh, you're doing so well, baby. I think you deserve some love, too. Look at all that pre-cum leaking out. You want me to keep licking the head of your cock, sweetie? How about I take it? How about I take you in my mouth? Feel my lips sucking you in. Don't stop licking, baby. Look, there you go. Get your tongue in there. My mouth is nice and warm, isn't it? Sweetie, do you want to let it out? Do you want to squirt all that thick sperm down my throat? Not yet. Oh, not yet. You have to make me come first, pet. I know it's hard. But don't you want to make your master happy? Good pup. I promise I'll make it up to you. Just let me toy with you a little longer. Oh. Yes. Suck my clit, baby. Grinding my hips into you. Fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna explode all over your face. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Slow me, come, baby. Slow me. Oh, that's a good boy. Wet as I mark you. Your cock is spasming so desperately. I wonder how much you'd spurt out if I made you come right now. You did a great job, sweetheart, holding it in for me. I think you're finally ready for me to claim. Oh, my beautiful baby boy. It's time I make you mine completely. Look at that slutty expression you're making. Oh, I think I might have broken you. Yeah? Are you my cum drunk little slut? Do you want Master to rape you? Okay, then. Put your legs in the air for me, pet. You heard me. Come on. Good boy. Now, Just let me move your knees up. That's it. Oh, fuck, you're still so hard. Watch me as I guide you inside me. Oh, God. Oh, your cock feels amazing, baby. Oh, do you like how tightly I'm clenching around you? Yeah, feel my walls pulsing around your shaft. I'm gonna start moving. Yes. I love you. I want to love you so much, baby. I want you to look. I want to look into your eyes while I fuck you. Look at me, sweetie. Oh, cup pup. You love me too, don't you? Oh, of course you do, sweetie. I'm your mate, your master, your goddess. I'll always protect you. I won't let anyone else get their hands on you. No, not ever. Keep saying you love me. Say that I'm the only woman you want. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're gonna live with me from now on. Wherever I go, oh, you'll be at my side every night. I'll melt you just like this. Take whatever I want. And you know what? You'll love it. You'll beg me to claim you. Don't worry. I'll make sure we're both satisfied. Oh, fuck, you're just the cutest. I can't even imagine holding back now. All those years of me waiting. Restraint. And I could have just taken whenever I wanted. I should have done this sooner. I should have cornered you after class in college. Brought you to my room and fucked you until you couldn't think straight. Oh, but that's fine. We can make up for lost time. Come on, even louder for me, pet. Oh, as I rape you. Good boy. Ah, good fucking boy. Oh, you make the most wonderful noises. Right there. Take it, you little slut. Oh, you enjoy being at my mercy. Oh, you want to obey me. Oh, don't fight it, sweetie. Just let it. Let me take you under my tight, wet pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, good boy. Oh, I make you squirm. Oh, I make your heart ache with desire, with passion. Keep looking into my eyes, baby. Oh, this is where you belong. Don't you realize that? I'm your mate. You were meant to be with me. This cock is mine. Your love is mine. Yes. I'm gonna go faster, sweetie. You like that? Want me to be rougher? Say it. Tell me you want to be pounded into the bed. Ah, good boy. I'll fuck you nice, nice and hard. All the right spots. Oh, I love you. God, I love you so much. much, darling. I can't wait to snuggle up even when I go to sleep, to wake up with you in my arms. Oh, I'm gonna get you a pretty collar, too, so you never forget who owns you. Would you like that, sweetie? Wear my name around your neck. Oh, fuck, you're swelling inside me. Oh, you've gotten so big. Are you gonna come? Not yet. I'm almost there. Hold on just a little longer. Good boy. Yes. Do baby shoes to come in my fertile womb. Oh, come for me. Oh, spill your seed inside your mate's pussy. Oh, paint me. Sweetheart, oh, you really did pass out. Shit. Oh, I may have gone a little too far. Well, at least you look happy. I think I'll lie by your side. Oh, I can feel your calm inside me. Such a big load. I'm sorry for scaring you. I honestly didn't feel like I could control myself towards the end. But somehow I wasn't bothered by that. What am I saying? You can't even hear me, can you? No, that's okay. We'll be able to talk tomorrow. Perhaps I'll properly introduce you to my family. They'll be eager to meet my mate. We're gonna be quite busy, sweetheart. It'll take a while for me to get everything in order. For the moment, though, I just want to hold you tightly. That way, when you finally come to your senses again, you'll be safe in my arms.